Well, the Mishnah on Daf Chaf Aleph says as follows. After Mokum Sha'omu Lahas, place where, in the places where it was allowed to rent houses to Oydek HaKodim, although you're allowed to rent it, but you're not allowed to rent it for a resident. The guy will bring in his Avodah Zorah into the house. It's not allowed to bring Se'eva El Beisecha. And since when you rent it, it's still ostensibly your house, therefore you cannot rent a house to even when we're allowed to do business with the guy, and we're allowed to sell him property, however, we're not allowed to, like in Chutz Laaretz, however, we cannot rent a bais to the Avodah Zorah because we're afraid that he will bring Avodah Zorah into the house, and will be over, therefore, the issue of Le'sovi So'yeva El Beisecha. So from here we touch about upon an issue which is has ramifications in many, many things all through Shas, and that is the kinyan which the renter has on something that on a property which he rents. In other words, what type of property rights does he own, and what type of property rights does the rentor retain? Here the Mishnah says that although I have already rented the property, still I'll be over the issue of Le'sovi So'eva El Beisecha. Meaning that although I have rented the property to the guy, it's still considered mine as far as the issue of Le'sovi So'eva El Beisecha. So, the Tosfos Rabbeinu Ochanan presents the problem as follows. He asks, Al ma tomcho oilom lahatzer bayis, lavayis kakom. He saw that the minhag was that we do rent houses, but the minhag is like that till today, even in places where the Rabbeim are Oyed Avodah Zorah. So he said, where does that effort come from? The Mishnah says that we're not allowed to rent a house to an Oyed Avodah Zorah. And the minhag was that we were allowed, that we did rent houses to Oyed Avodah Zorah. And he brings the Yerushalmi already, the Talmud Yerushalmi, which says that, it says that it's mutter. So we have to understand what is the reason for the heter. So one reason he brings is given that when we determine what is considered your house for the dinner is Le'sovi So'eva El Beisecha, your house. What's considered your house? So we say that your house is considered the house not which you own, rather the house which in which you live. Where do we see this? Like mezuzah. It says, that you should put a mezuzah on the doorpost of, you should write on the doorpost of your house and in your gateway. And we say beisecha, the Gemara learns in Menachos that beisecha doesn't mean something that you own, but where you live. And we say, the Gemara says, b'sochem, and Menachos, mezuzah, choy v'sador. The person who lives in the house, not the owner of the house, is required to place the mezuzah. So there we see that Beisecha does not necessarily mean the house which you own, even though it would mean that Beisecha, your house. Rather, we translate it, the house in which you live, or your dwelling. And if it's your dwelling place, although it might be the property of the lessor, but it is the dwelling place of the lessee, and therefore, just as like he's chayav in the mezuzah, also, the iser of Le'sovi So'eva El Beisecha will only go on the person who is actually living in the house. Therefore, we said, when you rent the house to the guy, it's mutter. But he brings another pirush, he writes as follows, that the the heter was speaking about, the heter is speaking, in the Yerushalmi, speaking about a Talmud Chacham. And the Talmud Chacham knows that there's two ways to make a deal of renting. One way is a regular rental. And the other way is a kinyan peiros. Now we're going to explain a little bit about what makes kinyan peiros. Kinyan peiros, ostensibly what it means is that we're giving rights, property rights, to the person who person who wants to live in the house. Instead of renting, what we are doing is we're making a partial sale. We're selling to him as relates to living in the house. I mean, just like we have this idea also as it applies to fields, that we, or a tree, that we have a kinyan haguf, that means the person who owns the actual ground or the actual tree, and the kinyan peres is the person who owns the right to take the produce. And that is not a mere rental, rather, it's an ownership. There are two owners. There's the owner of the goof, there's the owner of the thing itself, and there's the owner of the rights of the produce. And in such a case, there's no problem of because when I rent, so therefore, actually, what the guy is doing is he's living in my house for the set amount of money. I gave him a right to live, or I sold him a right to live in my house, and therefore the ownership remains the ownership of the Jew, and therefore it's still called Beit Secha. And then there's an issue of Moisavi to Eva or Beit Secha. However, if I sold him a Kenyan Paris, if I sold him the rights, so then it's not as if he's living in my house, rather he owns the right to live in this house. And although I retain a certain amount of ownership in the house, but since he owns the right, we consider him the owner. Now, the Rabbeinu Ochanan, he says that this what he's saying depends on a famous machlokes between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, whether Kinyan Peres is to Kinyan Aguf or Alas to Kinyan Aguf. The machlokes is brought many times in the Gemara. The basis of the machlokes is in the Gemara Gittin and Daphne Chesim Zayis. The halacha is that a person who has bikurim, there's a halacha that a person that we have in Pashki Tavoy, that a person who the first fruit that grows in his field, he takes it and he brings it to the Beit HaMikdash, and he reads the Pasha, and in the Pasha it says, Hadom Asher Asatovi, the ground which you gave me. And the Pasuk also says in Pashki Tiso, Reshit Bikurei Ad Mosecha, Ad Mosecha, it has to be your ground. That means that the Chiyuv of Bikurim is only if the fruit grew on a ground in Eretz Yisrael that belongs to the person. Then it's called Ad Mosecha, it belongs to him, and it has a Chiyuv Bikurim. However, if he doesn't own, and he doesn't own it, he borrowed the land or he stole the land, then there's no Chiyuv Bikurim whatsoever. Now the parasha also there's a bit of reading. We say a person says Adom Hashem Asatali, and there he needs an absolute kinyan. The person who can say Adom Hashem Asatali needs an absolute kinyan in the ground. And there, it's a machlokes. If a person bought a soda in the time when there's yovel, so the kinyan in the soda is not absolute. He'll have to give it back. So it's as if he only has the rights, but it's not an absolute kinyan. So we say that the owner, the original owner, retains the kinyan haguf, and the buyer has the kinyan peres. The original owner owns the can say it's actually his the ground. However, the person who bought it, he has a kinyan peres. He has an ownership right to the peres. And there's a machlokes between the Rebbe and Reish Lakish if this person is able to say Hadom Asher Nasatali. According to Rebbe Yochanan, we say kinyan peres ki kinyan haguf. In other words, I establish the owner of the land as the person who owns the rights, the kinyan peres. And therefore, even though he has to return the land when yovel, so therefore he only has kinyan peres, still he can say, I don't mention it's not the lead, because Rebbe can hold kinyan peres to kinyan hadu. The primary owner is the owner who owns the peres. Whereas Reish Lakish says, kinyan peres lav to kinyan hadu. Since all he has is the right to the karka, therefore he only has a kinyan peres, and the real owner, the person who can say admoscha, is only the true owner, the owner who the karka will reverse to him in yovel. However, the buyer who only has a kinyan peres, he cannot say admoscha. And many places through Shas we have this machlokes between the Yerkan and Reish Lakish, and the question is, who is considered the primary owner? In this case, both of them have a certain amount of ownership. However, when we need to establish absolutely who is the owner, when the Torah says Ad Moscha, if it's yours, when the Torah says that The Gemara says that the owner of a slave, if he knocks out his eye or he knocks out his tooth, he goes to freedom. Who's the owner? The owner of the Kenyan parents or the owner of the Kenyan uncle? And whenever we want to establish who is the owner, who's the absolute owner, there is a machlokes, Rav Yochanan and Shlokish. If it's the Baal HaKenyan parents, the person who owns the rights, or it's the person who owns the land itself. Now, coming back to Rabbeinu Ochanan, Rabbeinu Ochanan says that there'll be a difference. There's a difference whether it was rented. If we rented the land, then there'll be a problem. Since I still, the person who rented the yid in this case, he still retains the house. And therefore, although he's rented it to the guy, it will still be called Beitcha. So therefore, there will be a problem of Loitzavi Sayyazal Beitcha. However, if he sold it to him, Kenyan, Paris, that means that he sold him the absolute right for the Paris. So although he retained, according to Rabbi Yochanan, we say Kenyan Paris Kinyagu, and there will be no problem of Loitzavi Sayyazal Beitcha. So now, just to explain this a little better and a little bit of the difference between Schiris, rental, and Kenyan payers. Seemingly, the rights are basically the same. In both cases, the basic ownership is retained by the owner, where the rights for usage are given over to the renter. However, Rabbeinu Ochanan and many other Rishonim also say that there's a difference between a Schiris. In Schiris, we say, that the ownership, the owner is considered the original owner, whereas Kenyan Paris, according to Yochanan, we say that the renter or the person who owns the rights, he is considered the owner. So the Rambam speaks out quite clearly in Perek Chaf Gimel of Hilchos Mechira. He writes as follows: Makna Adam Haguf LePeiroso. Bein b'mecher, bein b'matana, bein b'ma'ashchimera, the angel makna dover shaloi ba'al ala. The Rambam is dealing with a different issue here. If a person wants to sell futures, he wants to sell the future products of his field. He'll tell him what my field will grow this year. Standardly done, right? The person who grows his wheat, he goes to the commodity exchange before the year, and he sells his product of the year, he sets a price. Even though there's no wheat available, he sells June wheat, July wheat, the wheat that's going to come to pass. That's called he's selling something which does not exist as of yet. And we pass in Machlokes to Ramei Chachamim, and we say ain other matna dovish lo ba'olam. A person cannot make a kinyan on something that does not exist. So therefore, if a person will sell the wheat which will grow in my field, or the apples which will grow on my tree this year, he's not kind of. Well, so what we can do, he can say, like the Rambam says, Haguf lepei roitzos. I am selling you the right in my tree for the apples which will grow. In that case, he's not selling the apples which have not yet grown. He is selling it itself, but not totally. He's selling a certain aspect. Just like we say that a person can, there are many aspects of ownership. One of the characteristics of the ownership is that the person who is the owner has the rights to the fruit. So therefore, that's something which should exist. As the Rambam says, the angel makna dover shaloi ba'olam, sharei haguf motzui, the hikna l'peiros. The goof, the tree is here. So again, when I sell July wheat, when I sell next year's apples, then I'm selling the dover shaloi ba'olam, because I'm selling the apples which haven't grown yet. However, in this case, I am selling the tree or the ground for the in this aspect of the ownership. The aspect of ownership is the parents which will grow. Har lemaze doima v'soicher bayis oisod l'chaveres shaloi hikna l'aguf ela hanoyes haguf. So the Rambam says this is comparable to someone who rents, that he does not sell the house itself. However, he sells the usage. So here the Rambam seems to say that Soicher and Kinyan Peres are comparable. However, the Rambam Baruch Ches says clearly, So if so, what's the difference between this sale of the Soda L'Peres and renting. Shehakoyne sotol peyot of yeshlo lezora or lenota kol min sheyuta or lezira. The person who bought the sotol peyot could do whatever he wants. He could plant it, he could not plant it, he could leave it fallow. Vasecha enotain kemoshis ba'abinu. The ena sotol reshoi lehaskir. The renter cannot re-rent it, he cannot sublet it. V'chol hakoyne matna lacherim kol shekoyne. But if someone buys something, he owns it. If he owns it, he can resell it. So, he says clearly, the Kenyan Paris is an absolute sale. It's an absolute sale of what? It's an absolute sale of a certain aspect of the ownership of the tree, which now reverts from the owner to the buyer. So therefore, he's not a renter. However, the renter merely has the rights. However, he does not have any ownership in the tree itself. So, to understand a little bit, slightly other words, so like this, let's say a person rents a tree. When a person rents a tree, actually, the fruit that grows belongs to the owner. However, he gets the fruit because he paid rent. So therefore, he has usage in the owner's tree. However, when a person buys Kenyan Paris, he's using his own tree. It's his own rights. This point can be is made clearer in a different halacha, which relates to a soicher and a master. And that is the Gemara in Erechin, which deals with if somebody rents out a field and then he turns around and he gives it to Hekish. He's Maskish. He rents a house and he makes it Hekish. So, or another case, where if he rents out a cow and he makes it kodesh for a carbon. So the Gemara says that in the case of a cow where he made it kodesh for the mizbeach, that the hekdesh is chal. In other words, it becomes kodesh, and the renter loses his rights. Why does he lose his rights? So the Gemara brings a klal from Rabba, who says, that means rights can be violated by one of these three things, hegdish, or something become chomet, or shichur, which we won't deal with right now. But we'll deal with hegdish. That means if something becomes kodesh, it violates rights. It overcomes the rights which the person has. But which rights? This right is called a shibud. Shibud, we translate as a lien or a right. In other words, that's clear that something that doesn't belong to me, I can't make hegdish. However, when I rented it out, it still belongs to me. However, I gave somebody certain rights. Those rights are superseded by the hegdish. So a schiras, when somebody rents, is merely a shibud. It's a right that he has. It's a usage right. However, it's not a property right. But if a person would make a Kenyan Lazman or a Kenyan Paris, then he's given more than usage rights. He's given property rights. Now, this question, this difference between Shiris and Kenyan Paris, has many ramifications. One of the things is the bin that we had before on Daf Tesvav, and the bin that we had in the previous Daf. And the Gemara in Daf Tesvav says that a person cannot rent his animal to a goy on Shabbos because he will do work with it on Shabbos, and a person is mechuyev shvitas b'hemtoy, right? Ato, v'adcho, v'amasechu, v'emtecho. On Shabbos, a person is required to see that his animal also rests, and therefore, if he rents it to the goy and the goy will use it, then he will be over shvitz behemtoy. And the Gemara asked then, what do you mean? Since he rented it already, the goy owns it. And the Gemara comes and answers, no, schiris elakanya. Schiris is not ownership. That means that the goy, he doesn't own it now. He has rented it. So therefore, when he rents it, he's still using the behema of the year. However, if he would have given to the goy a Kenyan Paris, according to Rabbi Chanan here, we would say that he would be allowed to use it on Shabbos. Why? Because when it's only merely a schiris, you're going to be saying, Skiris, Loikanya. The person who's the renter does not have any property rights. Or he has his usage rights. Usage rights in whose animal? In the youth animal. And therefore, the youth is still responsible to see that the animal rests on Shabbos. However, if he sold him a tuna in Paris, then he has property rights. And therefore, once he has property rights, the guy can use it on Shabbos because he's using his own behemoth. The same thing was something which was very nagel l'maisa here in Eretz Yisrael many years ago, and it's really still actual and shmita. It, the issue of lois tichonim. There were those who proposed that the Eretz Yisrael, the lands of Eretz Yisrael, be sold to a goy for shmita to allow people to work the land on shvius. And the Chazon Ish and Reb Chaim Volozhiner, the Nesid from Volozhin, and others prior said that there are many problems which arise with selling the land to a goy. And one of the problems is what the Gemara brought here just before, the issue of lois tichonim. We're not allowed to sell land in Eretz Yisrael to a goy. Like Tidon Lahem Chaynoya Bekarka. Land in Eretz Yisrael are not allowed to be sold to a goy. So therefore, if we will sell the land to a goy, we'll be over on the issue of lois tichonim. And those that said that also, even the issue might even void the sale totally. Because there's a din of the Ovid by Mahani, if a person is over an Isser, it will avoid the sale totally. And therefore, they said that the sale to the goy is not valid. So, there were those who said that we don't have to make an outright sale. We can make a sale of just a sale for the Shemitah year itself. And lois tichonim is only if I make an outright sale to the goy. However, which is only for time, then the kind of outright sale. Therefore, I will not be over the issue of lois tichonim. So there, the Chazon Ish answered to this that even since we hold as far as it's concerned, kinyan peres kinyan akuf, therefore, even though I gave a time sale, the time sale constitutes a kinyan peres. However, still, since the goy owns it, it's considered lois tichonim. Although it's not like renting it. If I rent it to the guy, then true, there would be no lois tichonim. Also, it wouldn't help, because if I just rent it to the guy, then the issue of shmitah would still remain, because it belongs to the Yisrael. However, if I give him a kinyan, even a kinyan peris, so therefore I have given him ownership. If I've given him ownership, there's still an issue of lois tichonim. Now, just one more point, which can be helpful in many different places where we come across these two ideas. The idea of Schiris and the idea of Kinyan Peres and the differences between them. And again, let's say it one more time. The basic difference is that Schiris, the person has rights, usage rights, and in Kinyan Peres, the person has property rights. Now, Tosfos and Daf Tesvah, that's the question. The Gemara says, the Maskan of the Gemara is, Schiris loy kanya. Schiris is not a kinyan. Now Tosfos says, Efekasha. The Gemara says, in Perek HaDov, that the laws of Oinah apply to Schiris. What's Oinah? The Gemara says, Pisimcha memcha amisecha loy sonya. A person's not allowed to cheat, sell something for the wrong price. No, halachas are spoken in depth in Perek Hazov, that basically the basic halacha is that if a person is not allowed to fool a person into paying more than the right price, or it goes on the buyer also, that the buyer is not allowed to fool the seller by paying less than the true market value for an item. And it says, loisonu, it's the law of the Torah, loisonu, maybe it's a machlokes rishonim, if the lav is only if it's a sixth more, or the lav is in any type of cheating. However, as an issue of on any sale that it should be, that on any sale that it has to be done for the true market value. So now the Gemara says that this doesn't just apply to sales, it applies also to rentals. Even though it says, if you sell something, and it's not a sale, it's just a rental. So the Gemara says there that Tchirus Agira Luyamu. Agira Kinyan Luyamu. That Tchirus is a Kinyan Luyamu. That means that although it's not an outright sale, however it is a sale, it's a one-day sale or a two-day sale. So Tosfos and Daf Tzav ask the question. Tosfos says that here the Gemara says Tchirus is not Koina. That we consider Tchirus not property rights, rather it's only a rental. And there the Gemara says that it goes into the rights of the Simcha or Memcha or Lamisecha, that it is considered a sale, an absolute sale. So Tosfos is a teretz that there's an extra pasuk. In general, we would say that Tchirus is not a Memkar, but for I know, there's an extra pasuk, Simku Memkar, to include all kinds of sales, even not absolute sales. However, there's a different understanding, which can be seen from other Rishonim, that an understanding of that will help us very much in understanding in general of the difference between Tchirus and Kinyan Teretz. The Gemara, let's say our Gemara, which we spoke about Beis Secha, or the Gemara in Gittin, Admotcha, or all the Gemaras when we look for Kinyan Peres Kinyagu, or the Gemara in Daf Tzav itself, which is talking about, which the question is, who does the animal belong to? There the question is, we must establish who is the owner, who is the primary owner? Who is the primary owner? For that, we have to look, is the primary owner the owner of the goof, or is the primary owner the renter, or the babakin in Paris? So in all those cases, we say, the Gemara says, Tchirus loy kanya, right? When a person rents, the primary ownership still belongs to the original owner. As we explained a few times, that Tchirus means that I have rights of usage on the object that does not belong to me. However, Kinyan Peres, that we said, is more than Tchirus. Kinyan Peres gives them an absolute right of ownership, and therefore, there's a machlokes between the Rebbe and the Shulchan. So we have two categories. We have Tchirus, which according to everybody, the original owner is considered the owner, the primary owner. And we have Kinyan Peres, where there's a machlokes between the Rebbe and the Shulchan, who is the primary owner. However, the Gemara Nadav has a different question altogether. And that is, can renting can be considered a sale or not? The question here is not ownership. The question is, has the sale taken place? Tosfos understood that if the sale did not take place in the article itself, and it was only right, it could not be considered a sale for Einov. However, the other Rishonim, which clearly states that as long as a sale takes place, the sale does not have to take place in the object itself. I could sell the right. That's also considered a sale, and that also qualifies as a sale for Einov. However, that still does not give me any property rights in the object itself. That means that if I rented a house from somebody, the house does not become mine at all. However, still a sale has taken place because he has sold me the rights to live there. It's an actual sale, and therefore we can say that this goes into the category of Ayah. However, Tosfos clearly holds that right there. Tosfos says that wouldn't be considered a sale. A sale means an object that I get property rights through my sale. So therefore, if the Gemara said that Tchirus qualifies a sale for Einov, it must be that even in Tchirus, some sale takes place, and I have attained property rights. And when the Gemara says that Agira Memkar L'Einov, that renting is a sale for a day, it actually means just like Kinyan Peres, and that's really the Ramban in Ksuvos also, which we could see in the notes. He says clearly that there's no difference. The Tchirus and Kinyan Peres are both the same. If a person has total rights for usage, then he has gained property rights in the thing. This is just a small overview of a very, very complex issue. However, these ideas you put out can be very helpful in various sugyas, even as applies to Chometz on Pesach. Also, we have to decide who the owner or the house for Chometz on Pesach. We know that you can't bring even someone else's Chometz into your house. What's considered Chometz on Pesach? And this din of the halacha of bringing Avodah Zarah into the house, or the different halachas of ownership as far as putting tzitzis on a beged, which has to be our own beged. In all these cases, we have different cases in many, many places throughout Shas where we have to ascertain who's the owner. And therefore, so now we've learned that there's a difference between the ownership between schiris, rental, and kinyan teiris, which a person has property with, but which gives him the right of usage.
Thank you very much.